Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone? Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me because you're dead wrong.
Good morning, Pensacola. 509 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we are doing something that I definitely know we have never done before. It may have never been done before. We are broadcasting to you live from a United States naval vessel underway in the Gulf of Mexico, the United States ship McCool, LPD-29. We are right behind the bridge on the fourth top deck inside because it is raining outside. It is dark. You can't see a thing. Humid as heck, and we're glad we're inside, that's for sure. If you've ever seen I don't know, like Hunt for Red October or any movie that's got inside the ship, it's night here, so everything is red. The only white thing in here is me and the screen on my laptop. Everything else is red because you want to keep the light from contaminating people's eyes so they can see at night. It is a wild setup, and big kudos has to go to Dave Hoxing, my boss, who made so much technological things happen, and pretty much probably about a third of the crew, I think, wound up touching this broadcast in one way or another, whether it's certifying the electronics to make sure they're safe to operate on their ship system, or helping us get a connection made, or bringing up a table and chairs. And I am sure many of them thought we were crazy for trying it, but now they're all smiles because they're seeing it work out in the end. And as they say in the Navy, easy day. So what we're going to be doing today is I'm going to be telling you about the experience of bringing this ship into Pensacola. We've got Junior Rotzi on board. There's about 23 kids from all over the Pensacola, you know, greater area, all the way to Louisiana. They're here. We've got some, we got Sea Cadets on board. We got, you know, VIPs. We got the, you know, the election supervisor, Robert Bender, is here. I mean, it's just, it's a wild kind of thing. But before we get going too much, and, you know, feel free to text in your questions if you've got them at 437-1620. Yes, by, again, more miracles of modern technology and Elon Musk. We are on we are on satellite internet. It's amazing. Text me your questions if you have them. But yesterday on the bus, we actually kind of got the interviews started. We one of the people that was Sherpa-ing us the whole day yesterday is a guy named Mason Hassong. He is Lieutenant Junior Grade. He's with NETC, Naval Education Training Command, and we asked him some questions on the bus ride over here.
So we're actually here on the tour bus headed over to Panama City. We've got Lieutenant Junior Grade Mason Hassong. He is with the Naval Education Training Command. Mason, what are we getting to go do a Tiger Cruise? What is it?
No, absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Tiger Cruise is a Navy shorthand for taking on non-military personnel and giving them an idea of what the Navy does. So we're going to be going to Panama City. We'll be getting on a boat and heading to the USS McCool, which is to be commissioned in about a week. There, we are going to get a tour of the ship. Afterwards, we're going to get a good idea of what the ship does training evolution-wise to get prepared for deployments. So we should get a good opportunity to see things like man-overboard drills, get a good idea of what the ship's engine capabilities look like, and I'm not 100% sure what the ship has in store for us, but I know it's going to be a great opportunity and a great experience for you guys.
I know the one thing I'm most eager to get, if we have a chance, I would love to see the boat dip its butt in the water and get the well deck wet. Do you think that's going to happen?
You know, I can't say. I haven't had a lot of experience talking with the folks on here, but, you know, I certainly would be interested in seeing that myself.
And so this is the first time I think we've had a gray hull boat at NAS Pensacola in maybe since the Lexington. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. That is right. It's been a long time since gray hull has been here. Whenever the folks were thinking about where the ship could be commissioned, Pensacola has a reputation as a great Navy town. It's the cradle of naval aviation. The community has been supporting the Navy here for a long time, and they decided that we should definitely give back to the community that supports us and support a commissioning ceremony here.
And one of the things people, a lot of people have boats here, and they go by the base and they see Coast Guard cutters out on the dock. Those cutters are going to get moved, and the McCool is going to dock at the end of the port there. And so people, they won't be able to get very close because of the security perimeter, but they will be able to basically drive by on their boats and look at this massive, almost 700-foot-long ship, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's 100% correct.
And we're going to do a commissioning onboard the base on the 7th, right? And people can do tours prior to that?
That is correct. All of next week, we'll be having kind of a week of preparatory events for the commissioning. We're going to have a lot of public outreach opportunities that are available. Definitely recommend looking to see if there are spots available to get tours on this ship. I'm not 100% sure on what those dates are, but maybe provided.
Now, one of the neat things about this is, and I didn't realize we were doing this, but we have young people on board, traveling with us, Jay Rotzi, so we have high school students on board, and also other cadets for enlisted who are getting a chance to see what the Navy might mean for them by really getting a taste of it by riding a boat, right?
No, absolutely, yeah. So it's a really good opportunity for them because we know that the NJRGC sailors are the future of the United States Navy. So right now we expect that the LPDs have a 40-year lifespan. Our kind of goal and idea here is to get these new NJROTC sailors experience out on the water. And our hope is that one of these students, maybe 20, 30 years from now, will be the commanding officer of the McCool someday.
Absolutely. I mean, some of these folks are going to be COs on whether it's the McCool or any other ship. I mean, you could have a, you know, future admiral here in this class on this bus with us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So getting them that exposure early on and seeing what our Navy is all about is definitely one of the top priorities for Navy and especially Naval Education Training Command.
For NETSI, talk a little bit, because we've been doing this series, the Meet Your Tenant Commands. And of course, we had Admiral Cherico on the show a couple of weeks ago. But I think it's so interesting to think about how what we do in Pensacola interfaces with the Navy itself. And so people who might be one of the two MATSEGs or people who might be, there's a rotor on the ship. Eventually there will be a rotor on the ship or two, maybe an Osprey. And so various elements of training commands that operate in Pensacola are also in training now and will be on the McCool when it gets deployed, right? On the people who are in NETSI.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So NETSI, I mean, we take everybody from the street and we put them into the fleet. So we go from recruiting every sailor that goes through Recruit Training Command and then through their A schools. Every sailor that's gonna serve on the ship will have had extensive experience in a NETSI command. And we're absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to kind of work with our fleet customers to see how this training is affecting their ability to serve successfully on these ships.
Mason, thanks so much for the time, and I look forward to hanging out with you for the next day and seeing this boat in action.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, very much, sir.
Am I wrong for calling it a boat, by the way?
Lots of folks in the Navy would correct you. They like to call it a ship. Submarines, boats, these are ships.
It's a semi-submersible. I mean,
yeah, semi-submersible. So I think we'll give you a pass if you want to call it a boat for this trip.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. So that was Mason Hassan.
Can you answer to Andrew, though, so that you're facing the same
way? Oh, absolutely.
And we had a couple of other people asking questions as well, including PNJ's Brittany Misenchik, who was on the bus with us, and Channel 3, Brent Carney was there.
Unity and the Navy.
Absolutely, right? So as I was talking about earlier, Pensacola is a Navy town, and our goal is to show our love for all the support that Pensacola has been able to give the Navy. So whenever we give them the opportunity to see where their taxpayer dollars are going, to see the great hull ships, to see the airplanes, see everything that the United States military is capable of doing, we absolutely want to give back to the community that has supported us so well.
Are there any unique features of the ship that we're going to be able to see once we actually walk on board?
So I have not been given an itinerary. I'm on this Tiger Cruise with you guys. It's going to be a great experience for all of us. But I am certain that we're going to see a number of exercises critical to the ship's functions. Things like underway, if we have to man overboard, there'll be drills for that. We'll get a good idea of what the ship's speed capabilities look like. And I'm certain that the crew there has prepared an excellent course and syllabus for us. And I'm excited to be a part of it with you guys.
And the ship is going to be operational as far as going out on missions and things like that next week?
So the ship is going to be commissioning next week. They go through a number of training exercises known as workups before they start going on deployments. So it may be a little bit before we send them out to the operational fleet, but these sailors are prepared. Lots of them are coming from extensive deployment and fleet type backgrounds. So I can assure you shortly this ship is going to be warfighting ready, and the commissioning is one of the first steps to do that.
What are some of the emotions going on inside the Navy community surrounding the ship, like feelings of excitement?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Navy's super excited to be continuing this. We know that long-term, in terms of force posturing, these LPDs have a definitely important spot in the Navy community. Working with our Marine partners is something that the CNOs have certainly been focusing on for this past time. So the ability to improve our green side, blue side, which is the Marine and Navy Marine Corps partnerships and teams, is certainly something that we're looking to show off as we posture ourselves for the next couple of decades.
And what was the time frame that you were saying as far as the last time that you've commissioned a new Navy ship, like in the past how many years?
Commissioned in Pensacola, it's been a long time. I don't have the exact dates. It's been a long time since these ships have come to Pensacola. We've been a major seat for Coast Guard for a long time, but this will be the first time that a gray hull ship has been in Pensacola. I'm afraid I don't know the dates, but it's been a while.
At least in the past like decade, would you say?
Oh yeah, certainly. Yeah. Not within the past decade.
And one last follow-up. Can you maybe just tell people, you know, I've been telling people since we toured the ship before, but can you just explain to them what an LPD does? Because this is a marine transport ship, essentially, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a amphibious transport docking ship. The idea of this is, we call it the brown water Navy, which is you've got your blue water, deep brown water is going to be more shallow. So we're going to be able to get close to areas where Marines potentially will be doing operations, and our goal is to support them in their transit to wherever they are called to be fighting or training.
All right, so that was Mason Hussong. Again, he's Lieutenant Junior Grade. He's with NETSI, Naval Education Training Command, in their public affairs shop. And he was on the bus with us and is actually standing here in the hallway with me, along with, we've got another member of sort of media and communications with us as well. They, by the way, they have been fantastic. So we got a text in. Somebody said, who got sick on the ship? Well, the Channel 3 cameraman, Jeremy. I don't think he'd be upset if I told you that. We got Brent Carney and Jeremy that are here with us, and Mel McCray from Cat Country 98.7, and Brittany Masenchik from the PNJ. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, 60 to 100 other people of all different sorts on board a boat that has about 300 or so service members. And in case you're just tuning in, yes, we did manage to make it work. Fingers crossed and all of the rabbit's feet that you can sacrifice. We are on the ship broadcasting live at sea in the Gulf going west towards Pensacola from Panama City in the middle of the dark with a rainstorm going outside, hot and humid right behind the bridge on the fourth deck upper in the front of the boat. So it's been a really wild day yesterday. Got to see the anchor pulled up. Got to watch Top Gun in the hangar of the back of the ship. Got to be out on the deck at night with the lights on, kind of the green lights so you can really see everything. I mean, it's just top to bottom. It's been an amazing experience. And the crew, every single one of them that we have interacted with has been fantastic. So we are going to get into port around 9 or so this morning. We're not quite sure exact times, but somewhere around then and disembark around 10 o'clock, and then you can see the ship for yourself. 521 here on News Radio 92.3. Text in your questions at 437-1620. If you have them, I'm Andrew McKay.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Because I'm broadcasting a radio show from a ship traveling in the Gulf, at least 50 miles away from you.
I know, right?
Does not mean that you are at liberty to play country music as a bumper.
It's in the bumper music folder.
Yeah, but even by random chance, that just didn't happen.
Okay. Well, you're 50 miles out, so you can't slap me now.
I actually don't even know where we are. It's dark out. We're in the water. That's what I know. 524 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and yes, we did manage to get it working. We are broadcasting. This is definitely a first for us. It might be a first, period, doing a radio show from an underway United States naval ship, the LPD-29, the USS McCool, on its way to Pensacola for the commissioning ceremony this Saturday. Back in Pensacola, we've got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, first off, John, I approve of the country music. That was a great song to really get going to.
No. We're not doing this. We're not having a majority vote on the bumper music. It's not going to happen.
But what about our democracy, Andrew?
That's right.
We don't run a democracy inside the radio station. Dave makes decisions, Kevin makes decisions, and I make decisions.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Go on, sir, go on.
Former President Trump says he'll be pushing for allowing new parents to deduct major newborn expenses from their taxes should he be elected in November. He made those comments yesterday during a rally in Michigan. Earlier in the day at a Wisconsin campaign event, he said he would require the government or insurance companies to pay for in vitro fertility treatments as well. Three of four suspects in the shooting death of General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter have now pled not guilty. Two 18-year-olds entered not guilty pleas to a murder charge. A 22-year-old pleaded not guilty to an accessory charge. And the attorney for another suspect says he'll be pleading guilty to murder with the special circumstance of attempted armed robbery. And, Andrew, here's an event coming up that I am very excited about. I think you will be, too.
Do tell me.
Well, it's going to be hosted by Netflix, and it is going to be a hot dog eating contest featuring Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi.
If the guy who MCs the normal contest isn't doing it, I'm out. But if the guy who MCs the Nathan's hot dog contest,
gotcha,
and probably for proprietary reasons they're going to say no,
well, now,
then I'd watch it.
Joey Chestnut was kicked out of the Nathan's contest this last go-round, right?
Terrible shame.
Was Kobayashi as well?
No, I think he was in it.
Was he in it?
Because
these are the only two hot dog contest competitors that I've ever heard of. So I have a feeling this will be a good one. This is gonna kick off next Monday. It's a 10-minute hot dog eating competition.
Well, I'm sure that'll be fantastic. David, thank you so much for the update. 527 here on News Radio 92.3. I misspoke a moment ago, and my boss, Dave, who is... Dave, I think this is the first time that you have produced the morning show. Is that right? Oh, he's just nodding his head. You don't want to be on the radio? Put your mic down in front of your... There you go.
Yes, it is in recent memory.
Oh, man.
Since the last hurricane.
We got Dave Hoxing on the radio. We're broadcasting from a ship underway in the Gulf of Mexico. And I misspoke. It is not... I was thinking that it was already the weekend because every time is so jumbled here. But the ship commissioning is actually next Saturday, the 7th, not, tomorrow. So 527 here on News Radio 92.3. Some of the other things that we were able to do yesterday are some of the things that we saw, for example, is the very first event that they had for us was a party, which may not be the everyday activities on board the ship, but the top side of the amphibious landing dock really has sort of three main areas. You have the forecastle all the way in the front where they're going to, draw up and down the anchor. We can go there, but not when the anchor is happening because that's a very dangerous activity. Then in the middle, midship, there's it's called Steel Beach. And that's the place where they would launch and recover the inflatable boats, the ribs, and recover other things if they need to do that. Or, they got big cranes in that area. And then, so this is as you see the ship, okay? You're looking at the profile of the ship. This is what you're seeing. Between the two main structures, you would see that Steel Beach. And then in the back would be the where the aircraft are, in this case, it's not on this particular ship, but you'd have helicopters, Osprey. They can handle, I believe, as many as five out there, but they can only operate up and down two at one time, and there's a hangar on the back. So you've got the flight deck in the back, then you've got Steel Beach in the middle, and Steel Beach was party town yesterday. You had, they were barbecuing, they were playing live music, we were doing line dancing. Well, they were doing line dancing. I didn't do any line dancing at all, which is probably by request from everybody. But it was a good time, and it was really neat to see. They did Ice Bucket Challenge. They got some of the officers involved and made them super wet and cold, which, hey, in the heat of the ship, that's a good thing. Oh, by the way, we have been joined this morning by Mel McRae from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and Brent Carney, who is from Channel 3. He is up and awake and did want to check in. Somebody actually asked Brent whether anybody wasn't feeling good yesterday, and I told him that Jeremy didn't exactly love the ship movement. he did fine. Okay. So for a little while, we weren't too sure about him, but everybody else has been fine, and Brent has been great. So we are here on the McCool coming in sometime later this morning. So when you see that almost 700-foot-long, like 680-foot-long, gray-hulled ship coming into port, that'll be us. Oh, by the way, I checked in on it, and I had been asking Mason Hussong about the prior commissioning. The Bonhomme Richard, that's the boat that caught fire out in San Diego a couple of years ago and had to be replaced by the Tripoli, which was supposed to commission in Pensacola. That was the last ship commissioned in Pensacola in 1998.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Vice President Kamala Harris sat down for a taped interview with CNN yesterday, insisting her values haven't changed, even as some of her policy stances have.
I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
And on illegal migration,
I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as attorney general to enforce our laws.
She also said she would appoint a Republican to her cabinet. Former President Donald Trump was at a town hall in Wisconsin.
We're doing it live. Why are we doing it live and she's doing it taped?
He pitched free IVF and a tax deduction for newborn expenses. His lawyers are trying to move his Manhattan criminal case into federal court. The former president was found guilty of falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair. Sentencing is set for next month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It is 76 degrees right now, cloudy skies, a little bit of rain across portions of the area this morning. Pensacola police are investigating a fatal shooting overnight. Officers were called to 11th and Bars Street at about 2:45 this morning, where they found two people with gunshot wounds. One man was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries. A second victim also taken to the hospital and is reportedly in stable condition. At this point, investigators say no suspects have been identified. The investigation into this incident is still ongoing. If you happen to get a call or a text claiming that your vote-by-mail request has been canceled, well, that is most likely a scam. That from Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, who says they've gotten several calls over the last week from concerned citizens, but he says in all of those cases, they've confirmed that their vote-by-mail requests were still valid. But if you were to get that type of call or message and you're concerned, you can check your status online. Go to the Supervisor of Elections website at EscambiaVotes.com, click Am I Registered, enter your information, you'll see your voter information, and that will include whether or not a vote-by-mail request is on file. It'll likely be sometime this fall when the damage is repaired to the Homage to 9/11 monument in downtown Pensacola.
Don't know if it was vandalism, don't know if something was wrong with the adhesive, how is it adhered to. Mm-hmm. We really don't. But I think the important part is that all the pieces are accounted for and that there is a plan in place to get them reattached.
That is Pensacola spokesman Jason Wheeler, and he says the damage was first discovered by a citizen who found and secured the broken pieces to that monument earlier this year. The city has contacted the artist who is planning to return to Pensacola to fix it, but currently he's in Costa Rica, so he won't make it here until sometime later this fall. A Polk County woman accused of leaving a child in a hot car. Police in Lake Wales arrested Jakiria Allen yesterday. The 29-year-old allegedly left her child alone in a hot car for about an hour while she was at a health care clinic. Police say the staff told her she couldn't bring the child in with her, and she told them she'd have a family member pick the child up. But instead, police say she put the child in the car and went back inside. A passerby saw the child in the vehicle and notified staff. And medical personnel say that child was not hurt and is now in the care of a relative. Book publishers, parents, and authors all now joining forces to sue the state. A lawsuit filed yesterday challenging HB 1069, which passed last year. That law meant to stop school libraries from carrying books with sexual or pornographic content. Publishers like HarperCollins and Simon & Schuster say the law unfairly targets their books and ignores the book's literary, artistic, political, or educational value. The authors say it's causing them both personal and professional harm. A spokesperson for the Department of Education tells the News Service of Florida that the lawsuit is just a stunt and says that sexually explicit material and instruction is not suitable for schools. 5:35 at News Radio. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a chance of rain as we go through the afternoon and morning hours. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, another 40% chance of rain. High near 90. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping our rain chances around through Sunday with a 50% chance of rain. High near 90 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 76 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. And let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Dow Industrials climbed to a record yesterday as Wall Street tried to resume its comeback from a steep sell-off earlier this month. The 30-stock index rose just over 243 points, or nearly 0.6%. Gains in Goldman Sachs, Intel, and Visa helped lift the blue-chip average to a new high. Nippon Steel plans to spend $2.7 billion fixing up steel plants, including at least $1 billion in the Mon Valley, as part of its planned acquisition of U.S. Steel. The United Steelworkers Union immediately offered a rebuttal, writing to members that a press release is not a contract. Highmark Health, the Pittsburgh-based corporate parent of Blue Cross Blue Shield, has reported an operating gain of $307 million for the 6 months ending June 30th, which is up over 33% from a year ago. Core health insurance plan and Blue Card membership totaled $6.9 million for the period. Futures are slightly higher ahead of key inflation data later this morning. That's Your Money Now.
And it's 5:36. Our next news at 6 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's go Florida State!
How you do it is equally as important.
Florida State football returns to the air Monday night for a Labor Day primetime special against ACC rival Boston College.
FSU takes on Boston College Monday at 6:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Let's go Florida State!
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Here on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and it worked. We are actually doing something that we have never done before. It may not have ever been done before. I don't know. Because of sort of security rules and connectivity, we are doing a radio show in Pensacola being originated from the USS McCool, underway in the Gulf of Mexico, heading towards Pensacola. It's amazing kind of how this is possible, because we're using internet from Starlink. And so, basically, I'm sitting here at a table right outside the bridge, and, you know, the red lights are on because it's at night, so everybody's trying to protect their night vision. And then behind me, basically, there's a door, and you go in that door, and you're in the bridge, and they're driving the boat, and it is, you know, windshield wipers on because it is humid, hot, and very, very rainy outside. But inside, it's, you know, air-conditioned and lovely. I mean, it's really quite pleasant. And like I said, that, you know, I'm talking into this microphone that goes into that piece of equipment over there that connects to the Starlink satellite that is positioned outside of the ship on the rails. It goes up to a satellite, comes down to, you know, through the internet connection in Pensacola at the radio station, then goes back out to our tower and into your car. I mean, it's just amazing. Technology is amazing. So I cannot believe that we managed to get this done. Big credit to Dave Hoxing, our owner, who was, it was his vision to make this happen and to have it happen live. And he did it. So it's, and all kinds of help from the crew. Man, the crew has been just absolutely fantastic. So many things to tell you about the ship, but I also want to make sure that we share a lot of the information that we got from interviewing people. One of the more interesting things that I had not expected is we have a bunch of high school students with us on board the ship. One group is the Sea Cadets, and the other group is the Navy Junior ROTC. So with the Sea Cadets, we have CW2. By the way, this is one of the things about Navy folks that you may or may not have ever encountered, is none of them have first names. Naval personnel who are non-officers don't have first names. They have position/rank/titles. So if you meet somebody, they're generally going to say, you know, CW2 Mattingly. Now, I made him say his first name because I was new to this, but it's their position, title, rank, and then also their last name. And you almost kind of have to pry first names out of them. And even they refer to each other a lot of times as CW2, CW1, whatever, when they're yelling at each other. So just an interesting little thing that I hadn't experienced at all, really. So anyway, talking with Ashton Mattingly with the Sea Cadets program.
So tell me your name, your rank.
I'm CWT2 Ashton Mattingly.
All right, Ashton, and you are the coordinator for the Sea Cadet program, is that right?
For this trip, yes, I am the coordinator for the Sea Cadet program.
So let's imagine that somebody like, say, me, who had never heard of Sea Cadets until today, has never heard of Sea Cadets. What is it?
So Sea Cadets, for me, is very much like a reserve program, reserve youth leadership program, where kids get to wear actual Navy uniforms, obviously with Sea Cadet patches on them. And we teach them leadership skills and how to take care of themselves and respect their uniform.
The comparison that I had been given was that it was somewhat like a military analog to the Boy Scouts, that it's sort of getting a sense of what the life is like in the military, but also practicing some things. And you meet once a month, right, on a Saturday?
Yes. We meet once a month on weekends, 8 hours a day on Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday. We do in-house trainings, very similar to how the JROTC does their school books on like naval history and stuff. We do a lot of that on the weekends, and also drill and PT and uniform inspections and stuff like that.
Okay, so it's like a high schooler gets a chance to experience military just in a little bit different way. And will all of these students go into the military? Some will go.
So the con So, and kids into the military, it's to build their leadership skills in a military way.
Okay.
But they can earn up to E3. And,
really? Okay.
When they go into boot camp, if they make E3 and Sea Cadets. And some statistics for you is I think it's about 20% of Naval Academy accessions are former Sea Cadets.
Oh, okay. Very good. And you've got students here from what schools? You're from where? From Pace, okay. And where are you from? From where? Wallace Lake. Oh, okay. Very good. And where are you from?
St. Michael Catholic High School.
St. Michael, okay. And?
I do homeschool.
Okay, great. So we got a pretty wide variety of school students, and these four are your complement today, is that right?
Yes. I'm their escort for today.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for what you're doing. It's really... That's our ride. It's a really interesting program. Like I said, I'd never heard of it until today, so this is very cool. Thank you.
So that's that was actually when we were at the port over in Panama City, where they have Naval Air Facility Panama City, which is like any of your landside operations for the Navy, has a bunch of different things. The biggest or most noteworthy one for most people would be surface warfare operations. They train all of the divers. So that is the dive training program. So they train all the divers for the Navy. They train divers for, like, the FBI, the ATF, and law enforcement in general, Air Force, you know, Army. Anybody who learns diving, they learn it there. And, you know, they do finding mines and underwater demolition. And, you know, it's a big operation. Well, it's not been part of our Tenet Command series just yet because it's outside of our listening area. But, you know, maybe at some point in the future, because it's a pretty massive operation. And, you know, a secure zone. So one of the things you might know about me is whenever I go see stuff, I take pictures. Haven't been taking as many pictures as, you know, maybe I would have wanted to, because you always have to ask because it's a military thing. And there was a whole lot of no, don't take pictures in Panama City. So, hey, it's your house. It's your rules. We're just guests on your stuff. And then we had to ride the ride a commuter boat, basically, about a 60-foot vessel out to the ship, which was out in the Gulf. Took about an hour to get out there. Got here yesterday. Midday, finally, everybody was on board. And then, you know, a little bit later in the day, around 5 or 6, something like that, weighed anchor and headed out. And here we are riding in the Gulf doing a radio show. I still can't believe it. It's amazing. 437-1620, that is my phone number. The other half of the, if you have a question, the other half of the high school component is the Navy Junior ROTC. And there's about 20 or so of them, about 23, I think. And we talked to Kim Brown, who is the area administrator for several states, and she's on the ship yesterday.
With, tell me your name again.
Kim Brown.
And your role, your title?
I am NJROTC Area Admin for Area 16 and 17.
And that is a huge footprint, right?
Well, it's pretty busy.
It goes all the way from what? Panama City?
We go all the way from, Area 16 is all the way from Pensacola, Florida to Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay.
And then I also have Area 17, who is the Houston area.
Oh, my God. So that's a lot. And you, so you're the administrator for Navy, JROTC, NJROTC?
Yes.
Okay, which is high school kids who are, you know, ROTC is college age, going to become officers. But NJROTC, it's not pre-military. It's what? How would you describe it?
It's a citizenship development course.
Okay.
We groom these young men and women to be good, upstanding, productive citizens and to take over where we leave off.
Okay, so it's a like a cultivating citizenship kind of course that they learn that's military-esque, but you don't, you neither encourage nor discourage military participation, right?
Correct. We, you know, we do teach them honor, courage, and commitment, but to their families, to their friends, to their communities, to their life, and encourage them to be productive citizens that will make a difference in this world.
So I was a Boy Scout. I wasn't a particularly good one. I was second class, which means I didn't get very far. But that's the framework that I know. And I feel like I understand ROTC, you know, in the college level. How is junior ROTC different or similar to either of those?
Good question. It is...
How often do they meet as a team?
It's a class in school.
That oh, like it's a period of
every day.
Okay.
They have two. They have at least two instructors, typically, a officer and an enlisted.
Okay.
And it is a class that teaches them military history, about life, how to balance a checkbook, you know, just the different life skills.
So it's like it's kind of like a career academy, but oriented around character and citizenship.
Kind of, yes.
Okay, so they go to math, they go to English, they go to history, then they go to JROTC.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and then they have different teams that they can participate in: air rifle, drill, drones, cyber patriot.
Okay.
There's any number of different teams that they can participate in, and we do color guard events all over the communities, and they love it. The kids are they're the kids in the school that want to do well. They want someplace to fit in.
Okay.
Sometimes they may not be the football captain, they may not be the baseball player, so it's a good place for them to fit in
and give
find their spot.
Give me a sense of the number of kids that are in, say, your area that are in junior ROTC.
We have 27 units.
Okay.
We have 27 schools. Most school, the participation in the program, they have to have either 10% of the population or 100 kids.
Okay.
So
several thousand.
Roughly.
3,000 to 4,000, maybe.
In our area, probably about 3.
Okay.
Thereabout, give or take, because we have some programs that are larger.
Yeah.
And then we have some that are on the smaller rural schools.
Okay.
So.
And then the key thing for what we're doing right now is we stand out on the flight deck of the back end of the USS McCool. Is why do we have junior ROTC kids on board the ship here for its Tiger Cruise?
We got a call from Admiral
Quinn.
Quinn. Yes, thank you. And Regan Keefe, who is our Area 16 area. Lifetime opportunity for them. Some of these kids may never get to go in the military if they want to. Some of them can, some of them cannot, and some of them choose not to. Mm-hmm. And you know,
and some of them may grow up to be a captain of the ship one day.
Exactly, exactly.
How many do you have here? 20 something?
We have 23.
Okay.
We have 23. We have 21 of our 27 schools represented today.
And what's the feedback been so far?
They're having the time of their lives. They are having a blast.
Well, Kim, thank you for what you do to help our kids be better citizens. Thanks for spending some time with me. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And by the way, one of the things that you may or may not know about our local military personnel is that they do all kinds of volunteering work, right? There's all kinds of things that they spend their time on helping with the community. And for example, the Sea Cadet program, the one that was with CW2 Mattingly, he's stationed at Corey Station. Okay, so he's there at Corey, but he's also helping with the cadet program and doing some, you know, community service or what volunteer work, whatever you want to call it. And that's common. I mean, they do all kinds of things for the community, everything from setting up events to, you know, watching the runs and, you know, being a participant and registering people for. Literally, there's probably no charity or charitable event that happens in Pensacola that the military doesn't send people to help out with. 552 here on News Radio 92.3, again, as we are broadcasting live from the USS McCool, LPD 29, in the Gulf of Mexico, underway, in the rain, in the dark, heading towards Pensacola. Man, I cannot believe I get to do this. I can't believe this is my job. I'm Andrew McKay. You can text me your questions if you have them at 437-1620. I have a completely new level of respect for those of you who served in the Navy on board a ship. There's a lot to it. There absolutely is, and I'm only getting the barest slice of what that life must have been like for y'all. 553, I'm Andrew McKay.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. when the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates, or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola, 5:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, live, local, amazing. I still can't believe we pulled this off. Even up until about 9 o'clock last night, if you had asked me to bet, I would have bet against. But my boss, Dave Hoxing, is nothing if not persistent. Very, very persistent. He managed to, along with many crew members, managed to put together a system here that we are on the USS Richard McCool in the Gulf of Mexico heading towards Pensacola. And I've got people asking me things like, you know, when are you arriving and where are you located and what can you see? And like, the Navy wants us to be a little bit cautious about broadcasting, you know, operational details, so we won't. I'll just put it that way. 437-1620. If you have questions for me about anything, I'm glad to answer to the degree that I know, and I will try not to pretend to know something that I do not. Back in Pensacola, we've got – it seems like we're doing this a lot recently. Back in Pensacola from Milwaukee, back in Pensacola from Chicago, back in Pensacola from the Gulf of Mexico. We got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, the FDA responding to the World Health Organization's announcement declaring Mpox a global health emergency. A smallpox vaccine for people at high risk of an Mpox infection has now been approved by the FDA. California has passed a bill that would create restrictions on artificial intelligence. Right now, it's not clear if Gavin Newsom will sign or veto that bill, but it is heading to his desk. And there's a new survey out that shows that marijuana use among young adults is at a historically high level. This survey was done by the University of Michigan. They call it the Monitoring the Future Study. It tracks substance use among adults in the U.S. And the latest survey shows 42% of adults between 19 and 30 reported using cannabis. 10% said they used it every day. And a first for this survey, more women in that age group reported using it than men.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3, again broadcasting to you live from the USS Richard McCool, underway in the Gulf of Mexico. I will tell you, I have all kinds of things to share with you about what I've just learned firsthand experience, because we toured the ship before. The tour was very different, partially because you were always being told where to go, what to do. And one of the things I discovered is that even though I knew how to follow a group of people around through a tour, that is not the same as finding your way around the ship by yourself when you forget where things are. And when, even though there are systems on the ship that make it very easy, if you know how to understand those systems, like there's this numbering system, and basically every wall has a number on it. Tells you what deck you're on, tells you how far you are from the front of the ship, tells you which, you know, how far off the center line you are, and whether you're on the left or the right side of that center line. Even so, it's not just plain laid out like a grid. It's, you got to know whether this ladder goes to that deck and whether this corridor goes through to the other side. And I'm just telling you, it's interesting. And suddenly you find yourself in a place that says, secure area, turn back. And I always